We know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services. Welcome to the Date Podcast, the show for anyone navigating the dating and relationship world. We interview celebrities, talk pop news, discuss dating do's and don'ts, and debate relationship topics. We are available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe and review if you like what you hear. Check out our website, datepodcast.com, for more information. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, let's get on with the show.
It's Emma.
Hey, it's Zorik. What's up?
Podcast.
You're listening to the Date Podcast.
Interrupted by Zorik.
How's it going, Emma?
I'm okay. I have hurt my foot.
What did you hurt?
Jogging.
Twerking. Did you say twerking?
Jogging. Twerking. Gosh.
Yeah.
Part of me like wishes that it was twerking, but no, I was just jogging.
Or salsa dancing.
Or walking up the stairs in my summer wedges. Mm-hmm.
The little things that we kind of take for granted, like there's a place called Beto and Sons. Or Gloria's, where you go there and you just kind of hang out, and then everyone starts salsa dancing. Drinking margaritas, and the world is great.
Have you ever had Beto's like fancy cocktails with the crab? What's the stuff that they put in it?
I think I've seen that where they have this kind of
like
dry ice. Dry ice, yeah, the cloud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not like technology, the cloud, but dry ice, no. The cloud. Yeah, they have.
It's not something else.
Okay.
Anyways, it's good.
Nice. I haven't had that. I have had their, they have like this side, this, what is it called? Guacamole, where they make it from the side.
Yeah.
Like It's really good.
Table side guac.
That's amazing.
I would say somebody like has forgotten how to eat at restaurants and someone has not.
Who, you?
Yeah, I have not forgotten.
I think the last restaurant I went to was Mi Cocina. Did you know that?
Yum.
Mi Cocina. And it was different because our waiter had a mask and gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty socially distanced. Everyone was pretty far apart. And
I gotta say, like, I miss their nachos and I miss their mambo taxis.
Mm. Like, if I have three, I can't feel my toes. Like, literally cannot feel my toes.
Yeah, no, it's so good.
Mm. It is so crazy.
I miss that.
Yeah. So, you know the good old days. You know they opened up gyms here?
Yes, I haven't been.
I might wait like another week, but apparently I was talking to somebody at, I don't know where it was, but they're saying like, because the gym has the sweat and, you know, that's mm-hmm. how the coronavirus kind of gets transmitted through the sweat and
ew.
All that. And like, let's say, you know, I'm sitting next to... I don't know, like a machine and someone else 6 feet and I just, you know, take my luscious hair and just, you know, go left and right. And all of a sudden that my sweat from my hair goes and flies everywhere. I mean, that's not a good thing.
What was the dude? Was it the '80s or the '90s?
Fabio.
Huh?
Fabio.
There we go.
Or the modern day Jason Momoa. That's one. But yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts of going to the gym right now?
Oh, I'm not going. No? Nature is my gym right now.
Nature is your gym.
I also have a mini trampoline and I have weights. So I think I'm set.
Like, what do you mean by a mini trampoline? Is it like one of the small ones?
Yeah.
And how high do you go?
I can, if I'm outside, I go pretty high, but I don't have it outside anymore because it's so hot. So I work out indoors. so I can't go too high.
Gotcha. That's funny. I cannot. You need to YouTube that or TikTok that. I want to see you jump up and down on a trampoline. That'd be so funny.
People have already asked, and I was like, nope. I was like, this is private. This is Emma only.
with a margarita in hand or something.
It's always like before the margarita happens. It's always like, all right, like let's do your workout so you can really enjoy this margarita. It kicks your butt. Like it kicks your butt. Mm-hmm. Like I'm on it for like 2 minutes. I'm already like out of breath. I'm always like,
Are you just jumping up and down? Literally jumping up and down?
No, but you do workouts.
Oh, I see. You know, I have this fascination with Salt Bae, and I send you pictures of him working out. His workouts are so freaking hilarious, but I'm sure they like work. But I mean, it's more than I'm doing at this point, except for my Peloton.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're working on, you're using your Peloton.
I am using my Peloton. Okay. So today we're going to talk about 10 tips for staying fit, mentally fit during COVID-19.
And we just named a few.
We named a few. Salsa dancing. This is a good time to learn salsa dancing, right?
Yeah.
From YouTube. Like, for those things you want to do whenever you go out on the town to impress a man or a woman, you can kind of practice those things like two-step, merengue, whatever it is, all that stuff.
That's right.
Making drinks.
I tagged you on a video, and you didn't respond.
Oh, story of my life.
I know.
So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the news, and then I'll ask Emma some advice questions that people are asking about. Like they want to know things from Emma. So Emma knows everything.
I don't know why, because I'm usually like, stop doing that.
Yeah, Emma is the source of news. So she knows, she hears everything, and she will answer your questions. So if you do have any questions, please just shoot us an email or an Instagram message, and Emma will answer it. I might answer it depending on what it is, but if it's about puppies and wine, I can answer it. Maybe Emma can answer that stuff too. But
I can answer questions about wine.
I don't know. Can you?
I bet I know more about wine than you do.
No, you don't. I know way
yes,
more
I
than
do.
You. Oh my gosh, we need to do a wine off. How do we do that? Like a wine testing type competition.
So that was an idea that I actually had for you that I was going to talk to you about after this.
Mm.
Because I got it from the Real Housewives of New York.
So we can do it.
Yeah.
Now those your mentors?
Yes.
Oh boy. Okay. So
all right. So apparently this like sensation that's been happening during this time has been watching Tiger King. Have you seen Tiger King, Zorik?
I was told not to watch Tiger King because it was very non-animal friendly.
Yeah.
So I was told not to watch it.
By somebody. The first episode.
Okay.
And I don't remember if I even got through the whole episode. But I think that if I did get through the one episode, I was like, this is enough. I don't need any more.
Why?
So I couldn't get through it.
Was it like very animal, like cruelty type?
Yeah, and it was just weird. It was just weird. Like, I don't know how, like, weird. Just weird. It was weird. It was,
Emma,
like, all of a sudden, I was just like, Emma, I feel kind of dirty and gross.
Was it weird?
It was weird. I'm drinking La Croix right now, guys, okay? And I've been drinking water all day. I don't know. It just, like, gave me a really bad taste. And it just made me feel, like, so gross and just, like, just gross and slimy. I just felt like I had to like have like a bleach bath afterwards
because
it was just so like ugh.
Interesting. Okay, so you didn't get past the first few episodes. Did you watch Upload?
Yes, I finished it, remember?
Oh. Did you like it?
I finished it in like 2 days.
Oh my gosh, I liked it too.
Did you finish it already?
Yeah, I did. I finished it.
Oh my gosh, we need to process the finale, the season ending.
Yeah, But it was a little let down. Well, no, it was not, because I do like that person that got transformed.
Oh. Mm. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting character. Like, the story arc on the show for this person, it kept me, like, I never knew how I was going to felt about them. And so when, like, the ending happened of the first season, I just texted Shannon. I was like, oh, my God, I had to process with you. Mm.
It was good.
Okay.
What do you got?
Anyways, so let's move on. So Tiger King, besides Joe Exotic, the person that has come out of this, too, is Carol Baskin. So Carol Baskin is, she supposedly has an, I'm going to say it wrong. a place where they save tigers?
Oh, like a tiger's sanctuary.
A sanctuary. Thank you. Yeah. So she has a sanctuary supposedly in Florida. Just based on the photos that I have seen posted everywhere, I don't know if I would actually call it a sanctuary. Carol Baskin thinks that she has a sanctuary, whatever. But one of the things, too, that came out that people have known, too, is that Carol Baskin's first husband, you know, like, has disappeared, and they've never really heard from him. So he disappeared. So, he mysteriously vanished in 1997 and then declared dead in 2002.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, the whole thing is, like, where is this man? You know, Carol's like, I don't know where he is. And I guess on the show, this is just me reading this article, but it was basically like, because of the show, raised suspicion that the will from her first husband's name was, or last name is Lewis, that the will was not legitimate. And so this will basically said that all of his wealth went to Carol Baskin, and then it cut out his family.
Mm.
Right? So with all of this, they brought in like two experts or whatever to authenticate, you know, to see if the will was, you know, legit. And the two handwriting experts determined that the signature was traced from a previous document. And so they really don't think, so they're basically saying that this will is not real and that they don't think that it's a fake. And so now, you know, I'm kind of interested to see like how like his family is going to like continue going against Carol Baskin.
There's some memes on TikTok about that. Have you seen that? Yeah. Carol
like
Baskin.
The hate cool cats and kittens or whatever.
I don't know, but like saying that essentially she killed him.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the other thing too, is that the Netflix documentary like also alluded, and so then she was pissed about that. That basically alludes that she killed her husband, because she said something about like, if you wanted a tiger to eat something, you just have to like put sardine oil all over it.
Mm.
And then that's how you get tigers to eat anything.
Sardine oil. So at this point, just in other words, they're trying to figure out whether or not she did it. She forged her will.
Right. The will. And so everybody thinks that like she killed her husband, or that she hired Joe Exotic to kill the husband.
I mean, you never know. You never know with people.
You never know. But Joe Exotic's in jail. And so, of course, you know, like they like hate each other. Like they hate each other.
Mm.
Like hate each other. And so I think anytime that anything bad happens to her, he's always like, yeah, yeah. Anytime something bad happens to him, she's like, yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
And it got to the point where it was like the Netflix documentary, like she was so mad that she wasn't doing interviews with anyone anymore. Like she has pretty much said, like, I'm only going to be, like, working on the sanctuary, and I'm, like, not going to really talk to anyone in the media, because she's like, I feel like the documentary depicted me very, like, wrongfully.
We should get her on the show.
She won't get on the show.
Yes, I'll send her an email. All right, what's next?
Oh, my gosh. So, Queer Eye is back for the summer. And you guys all know this is like one of my favorite shows in the whole wide world. I love it. Everybody's back.
But why do you like this show?
Corona's back.
Do you like it?
Because
Emma, do you like it because what do you like about it? Do you like just the people or do you like the actual transformation?
I really, truly like the transformation. I like how these men or these women just kind of go from like not really taking care of themselves and not really valuing themselves. And then all of a sudden, like they go through this like path where they learn how to do all of these things. Mm-hmm. And then they end up like noticing all these great things about themselves. And so, and then of course I just love the dynamic between like the Fab Five. I think that they're great.
Yeah. I think it's the story of transformation. And, I feel like after every relationship, I feel like I need to be on Queer Eye because, you know,
I'm more than happy to put your name out there if needed.
Well, yeah, please put my name out there. Because I need it right now. Mm-hmm. I've been eating a lot of fried chicken lately and I don't feel good about myself. So it's a good show. I really like this show.
It is. And it always makes me cry. And I think that's what I like about it is that I feel good. I cry and I feel good again.
What do you cry about? Like you're always crying.
Cry?
About what?
Oh my gosh. Like there are so many like touching moments. Like
for example, or,
like, when they talk about, like, so, you know, any, like, I feel like,
cry,
don't
please.
Make me cry.
It's
That's
good for the show.
That's why you're trying to tell me because you want me to cry. It's like whenever, like, one of the women, like, I think it was, like, Mama Kay or something, she was going through, like, her story about, like, how she, you know, she always wanted to give, and then she never really thought about, like, focusing on herself, and then, you know, she realized that, like, in order to continue giving to others, she really had to start thinking about herself and just like noticing that I thought was beautiful. And then there was like these two sisters who were like had a restaurant and they just like cared for this restaurant, just loved this restaurant. And, you know, their life and their passion was the restaurant. And so they stopped taking care of themselves. And then when they like, whenever like they got their like makeover and they got their hair done, they were just like, oh my gosh, they're like, we're so beautiful. And you're just like, you're so beautiful with them. You know, it's just beautiful. It's just touching. I love it.
You're not crying.
I'm not crying because I already cried today.
Okay.
I'm not crying again.
How many times do you cry a day?
I think once a day.
What do you cry about?
Everything and anything.
What? Everything? What do you mean? What do you mean everything?
Well, yesterday I cried.
Because your leg or ankle.
I fell.
Okay. That you can cry about that. That's fine.
The day before that, I was crying for some personal reasons.
What was that personal reason? Like,
I can't talk about
it. It's a very stressful time right now. So, in other words, people are very emotional.
Yes.
I was emotional.
And also, it's my birthday month, and so I tend to just get more emotional around
my
birthday.
When
is
your birthday?
I'm, like, very sensitive all of June. Like, super sensitive.
Why? Because you're turning...
Because I'm getting older. So, it's, like, up until my birthday, I'm super overly sensitive because I'm going to turn a certain age. And then afterwards, it's because I have turned a certain age that, like, I'm super sensitive. So just all of June, like, everybody just needs to be nice to me. Like, nobody can disagree with me because I will just, like, you'll tell me, like, oh, look at your hairs, like, your bangs or whatever. I'm just like, my bangs, stop.
Wait, how old are you turning, by the way?
How old are you turning again?
I don't know. I mean, are you old? Like, I don't think I know how old are you.
I'm not old.
Did you watch Saved by the Bell?
Yes.
Did you watch I Love Lucy?
Yeah, growing up.
Oh, okay.
But it was
okay. So you're not.
But it's always been on.
Okay. Did you go to a Beatles concert?
No.
Okay.
Did you? I feel like you probably did.
Yeah, I did. I did.
That's what I thought.
Okay. All right. What else you got?
Anyway, so Queer Eye is back, and they have 10 new guests. And of course, like they call them the heroes. One of them is Noah Hepler, who is a pastor, and he is gay. And then we have Lily Yee, who is a medical student. let me see who else. Nate McIntyre, he owns a gym, but he also lives at his gym. So I'm sure they're going to do some fun stuff with that. I don't know. I just love it. It's always so sweet, and they always just make me feel good. And then I just want to be like best friends with them forever. Mm. Like, why can't we all just like, why can't I be best friends with like all of them? Like, I just love them so much. And they're so beautiful. And then Jonathan Van Ness is just like a ray of sunshine. And then Tan France can just like help me out with my outfits. And then Karama and I can just change the world with like our like therapeutic amazingness. Oh, and then Bobby and I can just, you know, remodel our ready towel. Like, I think I should just be friends with all of them.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it Pride Month right now?
It is Pride Month. Mm-hmm. It's something that's also very exciting. So that kind of like balances out my birthday month, is that like I also am very excited that it's Pride Month.
That is a cool month, definitely.
So I keep saying it, you know, I would like to be the queen of a gay pride parade one day.
Maybe.
Or the fairy.
We will make that
the fairy godmother. True.
We'll try to do that, definitely.
Thank you.
All right, what else?
That's all I got.
Oh, that's short.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Okay, I got some questions for you, Emma, because
okay.
The world needs to know these things. I'm going to ask you something very important.
Oh, geez.
Since you are the fairy of the show, you should know. Okay. Going on a date, but I have to pick him up because he doesn't have a car.
Okay.
Does this ever work out? Going on a date with a nice guy I met through work a week ago. He had heart issues earlier in the year and sold his car because he wouldn't be driving for several months. But whatever, they've been speaking for a long time, and now it's time to go out, and he doesn't have a car. He has to pick him up. What are your thoughts? Look what? You look like you're about to get sassy.
Look. I get living somewhere in, like, New York, somewhere, like, in Europe, maybe even Australia,
mm-hmm.
where you don't need a vehicle. However, I don't live in those places. I live in Texas. And our public transportation sucks. So you need a car to get around anywhere. So I have a few follow-up questions. Because I don't want to be overly shallow and just
okay.
say gross. So I want to know, like, does she know what the hardships are? And if she feels like, because if you were telling me, like, I had to sell my car to pay off medical bills or something, I'd be like, 100%, I get it. Like, that's, you know.
That is the exact situation. He had some medical issues and he had to sell his
car. Is that really? Are you just saying that?
No, I'm 100% sure. That's what it says here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then yes, I get it.
Okay.
Then I'm not going to be shallow.
Because what if it was like he was saving up for a down payment for a house? He sold his car.
You need to have more economical sense than that.
What if...
It's like driving like a very flashy car, but you still live at home. Mm. Like, no, get yourself that Ford, get yourself that Toyota, and like save so that you can move out.
Hmm. Okay.
And I say that because I am living that.
Okay. So what you're saying here is it's okay if there's like this legitimate reason that you're living.
You just can't be a scrub.
You can't be a scrub. Okay. Second question.
Did you really omit that on purpose?
What?
The medical part?
I added it. I said it. Like I just kind of blazed through it. And you probably were drinking your whatever you're drinking. White Claw.
I was drinking LaCroix.
Oh, okay. Look at you. Look at you, so fancy.
I know.
I think we've had this question before, but the last three guys I went on first dates with mentioned their ex on the first date. Is this something that I should brush off, or should I be concerned about whenever someone mentions their ex on the first date? Is this first date etiquette? What do you think?
I don't think it's first date etiquette. I don't think that exes should be talked about on the first date. I feel if I've said that differently before, call me out on it, that's fine. But my stance at the moment is I don't think that exes should be part of the conversation on the first date.
The reason why I asked this question, I know we've asked this before, is because she said three. So do you think that she's picking out guys that are just recently out of relationships? And maybe.
Maybe.
That's why. So maybe I would say, girlfriend, maybe your picker's broken. Maybe you're looking for people that are vulnerable. If that's a thing. So no, it's not. I would mention on like the second, third, you know, I would just kind of gloss over like, hey, I was in a relationship and like talk about it for like a minute, but that's it.
I do think that you can use that as an opportunity to grow, you know, like just like in the relationship to just be like, these are the things that, you know, the struggle was and or I struggled with or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And remember, we've talked about this too. You should ask somebody if they are in a relationship or not. And, you know, that's kind of a segue, because what if you say, hey, so what if you ask the question, hey, when was your last relationship? And they say, hey, you know, or how was your last relationship? And they say, oh, I'm still in a relationship. I'm married. Then you're screwed. So,
yeah.
Okay. Short and sweet questions. If you have any other questions, please send them our way, because Emma always knows the truth because he drinks LaCroix.
Yeah, I really am drinking LaCroix right now, you jerk.
Oh my gosh. I've never seen you drink that before.
Yeah,
listening to the Date Podcast hosted by Emma and
LaCroix. Okay.
I drink that and I really like the lemon one. I like the coconut one and I'm drinking the passion fruit right now.
Do you put that with some sort of alcohol or liquor?
Yes.
Oh,
but not today.
Oh my gosh, cuz I'm like
and the orange one is really good too. But yeah, because if you want, like, so Shannon taught me this really great cocktail. So everybody, Shannon taught me this cocktail. So it's basically vodka, Saint Germain, which is also known as elderflower, which like to smell like we feel like fairies every time we drink it. And then you do like a little bit of like passion fruit LaCroix.
Ooh, that sounds good. I like passion fruit. So good.
And then my sister came over and I made it and she didn't like it. Mm. And so I was like, do you want a Paloma? So I made her a Paloma.
You know how to make that?
I miss cocktails. Yeah.
Oh, me too. So, Emma, I went out to dinner with a couple of friends 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I know.
And we were talking about things. And then 4 days later, they tell me that one of their friends got sick that they hung out with a week before they saw me. And I'm like, oh, crap. I have coronavirus.
Have we shared this already?
We haven't shared the results. But I mean, fast forward, the person that we thought had coronavirus was negative. So my point here is that the coronavirus has changed us and it's making me go mental and like really anxious about every single like time any person I talk to, anyone I see. I'm like, where have you been or who have you talked to? Do you know anyone who has had it? You know? So I think it's very important to be to stay mentally fit during this time of coronavirus. We think it's getting better. You know, the states and the cities are easing their restrictions, but you never know. You know, and I think as they ease restrictions, I think it's going to go up. Right, Emma? You think it's going to go up a little bit?
Yeah. It has been trending upwards a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of like ebbs and flow, but you can kind of see that it continues to trend.
Mm-hmm. Because according to the American Psychiatric Association, 36% of Americans say that the pandemic has had a serious impact on their mental health.
For sure.
Yeah, it's like one out of...
I think I've said this before, that in the hierarchy of needs, we are in the safety and security piece. We cannot, we're not going to really self-actualize. Like, we are very, like, back into our very, like, basic needs as human beings. And so a lot of times, like I think that because if we have been self-actualizing, like we want to continue doing that, but, you know, we can't. And so like even my therapist, like, cause, you know, I'm seeing my therapist again virtually. And so we were talking about that. I was like, I just feel so anxious. I was like, work helped. It's like work's gone. And now I just feel like overly anxious. And then, you know, like birthday month too. And she's like, well, think about it. She's like, we're all at home, you know, nothing is really positive. She's like, in the hierarchy of needs. And I was like, that's what I keep telling people too.
Wait, so how is it when a therapist is going to a therapist? Like, do you guys like analyze the, I don't know, how does it work? Because obviously I go to therapy too. And yeah. I'm just like bullshitting the whole time. Well, not bullshitting, but I tell her my feelings and issues. But I feel like you have two experts in the room.
Yeah, for sure.
So how the hell does that work? Tell me.
You know, for us, it works beautifully, I feel. I feel like we are both very respectful of each other. And, you know, and so she knows I'm a therapist. And so she tends to kind of follow my lead on like what I need in the moment, which is super helpful. And then she also calls me out in like a very like gentle way of like, you know, you said this. And so she's like, and I'm curious, like what your thought process is behind that. But there's times whenever we start talking about certain things and we're both like using the lingo and, you know, and so I'm just like, okay, this is great because this is, I don't know. It's helpful for me. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
I feel like I have someone that is a great fit.
Good. Okay. So what we're talking about today is the mental stress and, you know, difficulty that we're all going through.
Yep.
So Emma, let's start with the first one. What's the first kind of tip for staying mentally fit during COVID-19?
So, you know, set a schedule, and it's really difficult, you know, like me, I'm on summer break, so it's even like more difficult for me to want to wake up early, but I do tend to wake up early. I tend to like wake up at like 7:30 or 8. Sometimes I'm rolling out of bed at 9 on the weekends. But I do try to like at least set that alarm and just to like wake me up to keep me consistent. And then I really do try to like, all right, so you wake up, you shower, you have breakfast, you clean up a little bit. You can watch an hour of your Real Housewives, do your crafting or your knitting, and then like have lunch and then, you know, continue cleaning. Like, so I have to like set my schedule to like an everyday thing.
Do you set a like alarm, or do you put things in your calendar,
or do you just? Yeah, I have to do both.
Yeah, something that we didn't mention at the top, or I didn't mention, is because I think the stronger you are mentally, the better you are dating. Do you agree with that as a dater?
For sure. Right. Yeah.
So these are things that we can do before things open up and we really start going on those Tinder and Bumble and Hinge dates, like Emma will be doing shortly.
Certainly, because we do all have baggage. I think it's just important to know like what the baggage is, and then like noticing like what your baggage looks like.
Not as much as Emma and myself, because we both have a lot of baggage. I would say we have lots of baggage. I mean, I have lots. Mine's in like. Go ahead. Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I think that it's important to be flexible, so like not to be too rigid. So like, if you do need time for flexibility in your schedule, like allow yourself to do that. Like, I'm getting my hair done tomorrow, right? So my day's going to look a little bit more different than it typically does. Mm-hmm.
So I think the reason why I ask you about the schedule thing is like, I need that calendar, like little reminders. So I think if it helps you that way, do that. If you can kind of maybe do it on paper, that's a good thing too. But I find that when I don't have a schedule, I end up doing nothing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What's number two?
Like, definitely take media breaks, you know, it's all over the news. This is all we can really talk about because this is the kind of like one of the things that's currently happening. And so like our world revolves around it. And so, I think taking a break, and that's going to look different for everyone. So this could be your social media, this could be news, this just could be anything dealing with your phone, like actually like putting it down. Or I have a rule that I can't look at my phone 30 minutes before bedtime. So if I like stop looking at my phone at 10, that means that I'm like probably going to start falling asleep at 10:30, because your brain needs that time to like just the blue light itself. Like, it needs time to stop focusing on that.
Mm-hmm. Did you know you can buy a blue light, like glasses?
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
So anyway, so, but I have a problem with that because I always have radio on or I have TV on. But I mean, you can easily just, I can easily turn it off and it's good because, I feel like during this pandemic, I've been hanging on every word from TV, like every news story, every improvement or every, you know, vaccine update. And sometimes it just gets exhausting and we need to let go. So
for sure.
What's next?
I like three, that you still have to socialize, which is true. You know, I have virtual happy hours with my friends, just to kind of give me that time that I need with them. And that's just going to look different with all of my friends. I know that's something that you do with your friends, especially like your improv group, that you guys are like really good about having that schedule of when you guys are meeting and then like doing it consistently.
Yeah, it's like an unbreak. Well, it's a routine now but we've been meeting every Tuesday, you know, forever. So it was easy. And then now we play games like Code Names, like Jackbox. There's a lot of different things you can do over the internet to have some fun. And we drank, we talked shit, you know, have a good time.
Yeah, so. I know that you were drinking this past week.
Oh, yeah. No, but also a lot of... So we do it during like 7:30 that time. So everyone is drinking and eating at first. So we just kind of like have dinner together. Then we talk about our day, our week, and then we jump into the game. So it's a good time.
That's very nice of you guys.
Very nice. What's next?
Number four, sweat it out. Obviously, like if you have a mini trampoline like me, do your little mini trampoline workout. I also find like yoga has been super helpful.
Peloton. You didn't mention
your
that.
Peloton bike. I don't have one. You have one.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll just go outside and just do like a jump rope workout.
Okay. So talk about number five. You started on that path there.
Get outdoors. Mm-hmm. So I do think that, you know, like we can go outside and walk like in our parks or mm-hmm. around our neighborhood. These are things that can still like happen. And so I think that if we stay inside, well, I know that if we continue staying outside, we don't get that much vitamin D. We don't get to like tire our bodies out. And so like we need to go outdoors, even if it's for a little bit, to just kind of get out of our house.
Yeah.
And get that sunlight.
Me and my friends, we have gone to parks together mm-hmm. in separate cars and we've socially distanced with gloves or masks. So I think you can do that if you just kind of stay away. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm a mm-hmm. little bit more, you know, like just restricted and just my own stuff. So
I, again,
if I was living alone, I probably wouldn't be doing what you're doing, Zorik, but like I'm not living alone. And so I do carry certain responsibility for certain people that I just put on myself. Like it's not being put on by anyone else but myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you kind of alluded to number six already, but go ahead.
Yeah, make time for mindfulness. So I like to use the Calm app. I know Zorik has used Headspace.
I use Headspace. I have that. It's like $5 or $9 a month, I think.
But I also have this really cool app on my phone that you're going to be like, oh my gosh, Emma. But it's basically like your phone fills up with glitter.
What?
And then, hold on. But the glitter is like flowing. So it's like lava glitter. And then you like take your finger and you like wave your finger in the glitter or you like move the glitter around and then the glitter like moves and then like it comes back and like in the flow and then you're like doing design.
Guys,
it's
hold on.
Cool.
So for the longest time, Emma has had a phone case with glitter in the back. That exact same thing, right?
Kind of.
Yeah. It reminds me of the case you had, but now it's like your phone is glitter. And the back of your phone's glitter. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's also on my iPad. And so my niece tends to, like, open it and start playing with it. So there's lots of things that you can do. Certain apps, I think Headspace is one of the ones where you can, like, check in daily, too, if that's something that you like to do. But there's other apps where you just have to listen to the meditation, and it just guides you. And they're super short. Like, you can start with a minute. You can start with 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then kind of move your way up. I have a whole spiel about meditation, but I can't go into it. Otherwise, we'd be here for another 2 hours.
I think our Peloton app has a meditation section, too. But I use Headspace almost every few days when I can. And I don't know, Emma, if you know, like, the percentage of the population that meditates, but it's probably like 20% or something, right? But I was very hesitant about it. But like you said, it's like literally 1 minute. You can start at 1 minute. And then after that 1 minute, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I feel much better throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
So I really suggest it. And I, you know, I'm not a meditator, but after this app, I do it all the time. So.
Yeah. The other one that's kind of goes with mindfulness is like giving gratefulness a try. So just being able to track thoughts, emotions, and events that you're grateful for instead of like focusing on all the negative stuff. Like today, I'm grateful that blah, blah, blah. So this is something that I actually did with my coworkers.
Emma, stop right now. Okay. Give me three things you're grateful for.
I'm grateful that my niece is here with me. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful that even though my ankle is hurting right now, that I can still like walk and move around. And I'm also really grateful that my parents are healthy.
There you go. There you go. Okay. You're saying your friends?
No, my coworkers. So I think it was like Thankful Thursday or Gratitude, or it was like, no, Thankful Tuesday or Gratitude Tuesday or something. And so like every week we had on Tuesdays, we had to say like things that we were grateful for. Because we could very easily like get bogged down on all the crap that like how work wasn't going well for us, the amount of kids that weren't showing up for whatever reason, the changes of roles. And so we were like, no, Tuesday is our day to just be thankful for like little things. So I was like, if it's minuscule, like, thank you so much for just letting me, you know, vent over coffee, like whatever it was that we were thankful for, like we had to share.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Go for it. Now it's your turn to share three things that you're grateful for.
Oh, I'm grateful that my family and myself were all healthy and you know, we're okay. I'm thankful for my dogs. And I'm thankful that, just thankful for options now.
That's a very coded.
Yeah. No, we have options to go out and eat and drink and go to the gym, meet people. We can go on dates. Lots of options now because it's opening up. That's my story.
And so, you know, mindfulness and gratefulness kind of go with number eight, where you're kind of reframing your thinking, right? And so.
Oh, I like this one. Let's go through each one of these. I like these. Okay. When I'm feeling. For example, everyone. So when I, in my mind, I'm like, I'm stuck at home in my mind. How should I reframe myself?
I get to be safe in my home and spend time with my family.
That's good. That's good.
And your family are your dogs.
That's my dogs. Emma, I'm going to get sick.
So I will self-isolate and wash my hands, and this will significantly decrease my chances of getting sick.
That's a good one. I will run out of items at home during self-isolation, like toilet paper.
Nope, you have prepared for this, and you will use your items wisely. You have everything that you need for now, and Zorik, you can always buy a bidet.
How do you use the restroom wisely? I mean, come on, it's just gonna happen. Everything is shutting down.
I think it's more like your art supplies. Like there was like among like the crafters, there was a meme going around that was like, "Do you know how you're always saving like your fancy art supplies?" Or like, "This is the time to use your fancy art supplies." So we've all started using our fancy art supplies.
Or your fancy wine, your expensive wine. Yep. It's a good time.
No, my Dom is hidden, so I'm not opening up that sucker yet.
Okay, everything is shutting down, Emma. I'm panicking.
So the most important places, such as the medical centers, pharmacies, and grocery stores, still remain open.
Okay, it makes me feel good. There's so much uncertainty right now, Emma. So much.
Okay. So this is more about, this is like in therapy, we call this like the circle within the circle. So you can't control the situation around me. I can control my actions. So you can do work with your breathing. You can call your loved ones. You can get enough sleep. Proper nutrition, prayer, mindfulness, or doing activities that you love at home. that will help during this time.
Lots of good tips. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to say this one because this is my favorite out of the whole thing. Focus on fun, Emma. Gosh, let's just have fun. Let's have like a Taco Tuesday night over Zoom, or a dance party, or a movie night with family, or a virtual play date. Gosh, come on, Emma. Let's have fun.
I bought a 10-foot inflatable pool.
You keep telling me that. Okay, so yeah, so have fun, play video games. I mean, I'm not a gamer, but I have been contemplating like buying a console and playing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I do want to play. It's just been a long time. And then number 10, Emma, last one.
Ask for help. Obviously, if it's getting to be too much, it's time for professional help. So there are people out there. There's, you know, I feel like almost every therapist that I know, not almost, like every therapist I know is offering some kind of virtual counseling. So like
for free sometimes too,
right now,
right?
Huh?
For free too. Some places are free.
Some are for free. Yeah. Not all places. It just kind of depends on what it is that you're looking for. But again, like, you know, your insurance can cover it at the moment. So if you have health insurance, kind of check in with them to see like what they have, like what options they have, but also look at your community resources. Because again, like I'm saying, like almost every facility that I know is offering virtual counseling at the moment. And there are people that are taking new clients.
And there's this phone number for the disaster distress helpline, 1-800-985-5990, or text talk with us to 66746. What else, Emma? Anything else?
Psychology Today is another great resource.
I've never used 7 Cups, but it's an online therapy website, I guess, another one of those. But there's Talkspace. I've never used them. There's a lot. There's a lot of those.
There is a lot, cups. Yeah.
Okay. I hope, Emma, my wish to everyone in the world is that everything is going to get better. What is your wish on the world?
Yeah, I feel like it all just needs to get better. Like, we all just need hugs right now.
How do we do that? How do we give virtual hugs?
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's not an option right now.
Once I find out, I will share it with everyone.
We will make millions if you can figure it out. Okay, any closing thoughts?
Nope, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got too. I think number one is just focus on your mental, because once you come out stronger after this, I mean, you'll be like, you know, you'll be ready to date if you are dating.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Date Podcast. Please subscribe and review if you liked what you hear. Send us an email at hello@datepodcast.com for any questions, comments, or show topics you'd like for us to discuss. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Most importantly, tell your friends about our show.